How much does it cost to start up on Amazon? All up, I would say at least, can Australians sell on Amazon? The answer is yes. If you're based in Australia, you can sell on Amazon USA, you can sell on Amazon UK, Canada, Japan, and parts of Europe. What should I do if my product doesn't sell on Amazon? This is a big problem. It's really only a couple of things you can do. You've got a product that is not being seen on Amazon. Amazon is in the business of making sales so they can make money too. They're gonna put the best products that sell the most on page one. So you have to make sure that you provide a product that is awesome and people wanna buy. I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Welcome to Amazon Ecom Secrets. My name is Matthew Fraser, and in today's episode, we're going to dig deep into the most asked beginner questions on Google for Amazon. So let's get cracking. So the first question comes up: how much does it cost to start up on Amazon? It depends on the type of product that you're going to sell. But let's just say you're going to start with an Amazon training course. That could cost anywhere from maybe $1,000 to $3,000. Then you're going to set up your legal entity. That could cost somewhere around $1,000 to $2,000. Then you're going to have to set up, you want to probably eventually do trademarks. You may want to do patents on your product at some point. However, I would say that is something that you would do probably further down the track rather than just in the very, very beginning, like certainly not on your first product. So all up, I would say if you're going to go into this thinking you're going to start an Amazon business, at least $10,000 would be a great, great start. Second question: how much does it cost to sell on Amazon Australia? Now, when they say sell on Amazon Australia, I assume they mean compared to, say, Amazon USA, and there is a difference. The difference is simply the location. And for those people who are based in Australia, it does seem a little bit easier. I do get people that come to me and say, oh, I wouldn't set up on Amazon USA. It's too hard. I say to my clients, let's set up on Amazon USA for starters, right? Let's climb that mountain first, because Amazon Australia is essentially easier in your mind because there's just less barriers. Barriers meaning, for example, what legal entity do I set up? If I go to America, do I have to set up a LLC, which is like a USA company, or can I just use my Australian-based company? Do I even set up a company, or do I set up a trust, or do I go in as a sole trader? I tell my clients, aim big, which means set up the company from get-go, set up a company or trust. I would never suggest setting up as a sole trader, because that means you're setting yourself up to be small. So as far as the cost to sell on Amazon Australia, very similar to Amazon USA, I would budget $10,000 at the very, very beginning. And that would include a test product as well to get it over to probably from China into Amazon Australia or USA. All right, the third question: can Australians sell on Amazon? Now, I assume that means, can they sell on Amazon USA? Now, the answer is yes. If you're based in Australia, you can sell on Amazon USA, you can sell on Amazon UK, Canada, Japan. Japan is a tricky one though, but you can be done, and parts of Europe. What are the things that you need to consider though when you're selling on these foreign platforms? The first thing is legal entity. The second thing is going to be localized taxes. Every territory has their own individualized tax system. So for example, in Canada, they have a VAT, what we would call in Australia a GST. So you'll need to factor in that. You need to account for that and claim that. So you would then need to get Canadian-based accountants. But you don't have to have a Canadian legal entity. You can actually have an Australian legal entity operating in Canada, for example. Now, my company is set up a little bit differently. I have an Australian-based company, a USA company, and a UK company. All of them are treated individually, and the UK company actually accounts for the things that happen also in Europe. But it's an absolute minefield. I definitely suggest you get some professional advice on this, on how especially to set up your legal entities. Japan, let me touch on that one for a second. Japan is a really interesting territory. I actually outsource the sales and the operation of my Amazon selling to a third party. Now, why do I do that? It's because Amazon in Japan actually requires someone to be based in Japan. Now, I'm obviously not based in Japan, so I need to outsource that to a third party that's based in Japan. So I sell the goods into Japan. They then handle all the operations within Japan, and then they send me back the profit, and they account for all the taxes that need to be accounted for within Japan as well. The other thing to note about going into Japan, because it is very nuanced, is unlike in Australia, when you sell something, in Australia, you sell it, you then pay GST. If you don't sell it, you don't have to claim the GST and make a payment to the government. In Japan, when you send the goods into Japan, they ask you to pay the GST on the entire amount as it goes into the country, right? Before you even sell it, which is another huge cost to get into the country. So if you put something into Japan and you don't sell it, too bad. You've already paid the full amount of GST in Japan. And you can't get away with trying to discount the product on paper going in, because they have a specialized reporting system that will know if you claim that you were going to sell the product for $100, but you ended up selling it for $1,000 so you could pay less GST, they'll crack down on you and then ban you from their country. So don't get caught out on that one. Now, question four, is it profitable to sell on Amazon? And the answer is absolutely. It's a simple case, just like any business. You need to understand, what is your retail price and what is your cost price? And in the middle there, there's going to be some profit. Is it easy to not make profit? Absolutely. You can easily burn through all your profit and make a loss, especially when it comes to advertising. So make sure your numbers all line up and monitor them closely. I have P&Ls done on my business every single fortnight. So I give all my information to my bookkeeper. She tallies up the P&L, and that's so I know on a fortnightly basis exactly how my business is tracking. And I certainly recommend that you do something similar, maybe even at least do monthly P&Ls. All right, let's move to question five. Is Amazon FBA worth it in Australia? Now, Amazon FBA is compared to Amazon FBM. What is the difference? FBA is fulfilled by Amazon. FBM is fulfilled by merchant, the merchant being you. So here's how it works. Amazon has their own warehouse and fulfillment centers scattered all across the world. Massive in the United States, and in Australia, we have about 3 fulfillment centers. You can actually ship your goods that you want to sell into the Amazon warehouse. And let's say it's down in Sydney, right? You ship it down to Sydney. Now, when you make a sale on the Amazon platform, you don't have to touch the goods. Amazon will pick, pack, and ship your goods on your behalf. And that's what makes Amazon so successful, because it takes away a lot of the pain points for you. Now, if you were to start your own business, of course, out of your garage, you would have to handle all those things yourself, but Amazon is going to handle them for you and make your life simple. All right, question seven. Why am I not getting any sales on Amazon? Well, this is so nuanced. There's a range of reasons perhaps why you're not getting sales on Amazon, but let me try and tackle a couple of reasons why you probably aren't getting sales on Amazon. One, you've put in a product that no one wants to buy. That would be the first thing. Second thing, you've got a product that is not being seen on Amazon. So let's just say you've sent in your specialized yoga mats. Now, when you first set up on Amazon, Amazon doesn't put you on page one when the customer types in yoga mat. You might be actually on page 50 of yoga mats. Now, as you can appreciate, no one is searching the buttons, pressing the buttons to go through 50 pages of yoga mats. So they're never, ever going to get to your product to be seen, even if you've got the most amazing yoga mat in the world. So how do you overcome that? Two things. One is you have to do paid advertising, which is called PPC, pay per click. You give money to Amazon, and then they will move your listing all the way to the front page so you can be seen. And when everyone comes to the front page, eyeballs are on your listing, and then you've got more chance of making a sale. The second way to get to be seen on page one is through organic sales. So eventually over time, once you've built up your sales volume, Amazon is going to push you to the front page. Picture this. If you're a product that doesn't sell, why on earth would Amazon put you on the front page? They wouldn't. Amazon is in the business of making sales so they can make money too. They're going to put the best products that sell the most on page one. So you have to make sure that you, first of all, provide a product that is awesome and people want to buy. Let's move. Question 8. Why is it so hard to sell on Amazon? In my training that I provide to my mentees, there's two reasons, and I've seen this over the years, two reasons why people can't make it onto Amazon. The first reason is when they're doing their Amazon training. Now, whether that's training you're doing by yourself or whether you've partnered with another training program, you get to a point in the setup phase that it becomes overwhelming. So you're bringing in all this knowledge and information, and for whatever reason, it's just too hard, especially if you're someone who's going from the 9-to-5 day job and now you're becoming an online entrepreneur. That transition is super difficult. So you're going to get this complete information overwhelm, just like a fire hydrant down your throat. And it's going to be really, really tough for you. So you have to break through that barrier first, which means setting up your Amazon account, setting up your legal entity, finding a product, and then getting it shipped into an Amazon fulfillment center. So that's the first reason why people quit, is because it's too hard in the beginning. And the second reason why people quit and they say it's too hard is they get a product, they ship it into Amazon, and then they find they can't sell it. So now they're stuck with probably a product where they've, I know people who have invested up to $30,000 or more on a range of products, shipped it into Amazon, and it's not selling. What do they do? They freak out, right? They're going to quit now because now their money's tied up and they can't even, it would cost them more money to ship it out of Amazon, right? So no one wants to buy it. And that's a big problem. So what's my suggestion to you? Clearly get training, proper coaching, proper mentoring from someone who knows what they're doing. That will certainly eliminate those first two hurdles. All right, question 9. What should I do if my product doesn't sell on Amazon? Well, first of all, this is a big problem. And there's really only a couple of things you can do. One is ask Amazon to dispose of your product, which means you're going to have a huge loss. Hopefully, you've taken on a mentor and they've told you, don't put in a lot of money of stock into your first product and into Amazon. So let's just say you were talking to me, you were testing out this Amazon thing, and you said, Matt, I'm going to spend $20,000 on my first product. I would say, absolutely not. Let's just start a little bit smaller, right? Let's test the market with maybe $1,000 or $2,000, because at the beginning, we don't really know if it's going to sell. So I'd rather it doesn't sell on $1,000 rather than it doesn't sell at $20,000, okay? We can recover from a $1,000 loss. It might be difficult for you though to recover from a $20,000 loss. So the first thing is dispose of your goods. Amazon will still charge you a fee to do that. You can take advantage of one of Amazon's other programs, which is like a liquidation program where they might pay you like chump change, maybe $1 per unit, but you'll get like some money back. The other way you could possibly do to get rid of your product if it doesn't sell on Amazon is to set up a Shopify store and advertise your product through there. But I would really strongly suggest you analyze that first, because if it's not selling on Amazon, then it's probably not going to sell on your own Shopify store too. All right, question 10. Why would an Amazon account be blocked? Well, this is like a myriad of answers for this one. It could be you haven't set up your initial ID properly, so they'll block your account and you can't sell. So you have to go into your back end, go into account info, drop down box on the top right, down to account info, and then figure out what's wrong. Generally, it'll be in red. So you can just, it'll be highlighted straight away. So you can see exactly what the issue is that you can tackle. The other thing you should do is contact Amazon customer support and find out why your account is blocked. There could be another reason too. Maybe you've set up a second account and they've blocked your first account. So it's a really tough one to answer because there's so many reasons, but certainly contact Amazon customer support and get the full details. All right, question 11. How long will my Amazon account be blocked? Well, I can tell you from my experience, I haven't had an account be blocked. Actually, no, I lie. I have. I'm just thinking through my Refidex. It was actually in the UK my account was blocked. What was happening over the past few years, you would have heard of Brexit, and there was all these changes going on with Amazon UK to do with shipping goods out of the UK into Europe and all the tax implications. And it was just an absolute nightmare. At one point, Amazon said you could ship products to Europe. And then like a few months later, no, you can't. And then you could. And no one really knew what was going on. And because of the taxes that no one really knew much about because it was just so complicated, no taxes were being paid. So Amazon went ahead and blocked my account amongst thousands of other accounts where the sellers were shipping goods from the UK to Europe. And so what ended up happening was it was literally blocked for something like 3 months from memory. And ultimately, Amazon sorted whatever they needed to do to sort it out, and the account got unblocked. But it was a bit of a pain in the bum at the time, because not only did they just block the account, they also tied up, that in turn tied up my inventory. I couldn't ship it anywhere. And it also tied up all my money that was sitting in Amazon. So it was just sitting there, and it was like 80,000 bucks or something at the time, just sitting there waiting to be had. But it's all come good now. One of the things that I do when mentoring is I try to give people an overview in the beginning of this is kind of where we're heading and these are the possibilities down here. But on a weekly and daily call, we only go into the granular of where we're up to today. What problem are we solving today? We don't keep talking about the bigger picture, because if we do that, it does actually get overwhelming. We just want to get past the issue at hand, and that's it. All right, question 13. Why would I pay for Amazon mentoring when I can just watch YouTube? What a great question. And here's the answer, is that you can watch all the YouTube that you want, but they're not going to know about you and your exact position, your risk to your tolerance to risk, your cash flow situation, your capital situation, and also your mindset. And what I can tell you, out of all the mentoring that I do, the biggest thing that comes up is about mindset. And it's just something that you just can't get out of a YouTube video. Not only that, it's all the hurdles that you're going to face. And what I'm able to do is prevent people from making big financial mistakes. Okay, question 14. Why choose Amazon over Shopify? Which one's the best? Now, I can tell you, I've done both, and each have their place in the market. Amazon is great, and so is Shopify. But here's the difference. Amazon already has a captive audience. When you have your product on Amazon, they've already got millions of eyeballs going to Amazon, and all they have to do is find your product on the platform. Then, if you've got FBA, which is fulfilled by Amazon, which is your products in their warehouse, Amazon is going to pick, pack, and ship your product on your behalf and take all the hard work out of it. Compare that to Shopify. That's your own website. That means you've got to get your own customers to your website. They're not just going to stumble across it, right? They've got to find an ad or a link somewhere that someone else is promoting to get to your website. You can also use things like SEO within Google. Now, here's the difference. Shopify, unlike Amazon, you now have to potentially pick, pack, and ship your own product. Now, you don't have to do that yourself out of your own garage, although I actually started doing that myself in the very beginning. But once it got to a big enough point, I had all my products shipped into a fulfillment center, third-party fulfillment center. So although the customer, I was driving traffic from a Facebook ad to my Shopify store, they're then making a purchase, and another company was pick, packing, and shipping my product to the customer. But the thing is, you will also have to look after your own customer service on Shopify, but Amazon will handle the customer service, returns, and refunds for you. All right, question 15. Do my Amazon products have to come from China? Well, of course they don't, but a lot of people think they do, because you've got places like Alibaba. Now, Alibaba is a platform that puts all the factories and manufacturers kind of in one place. 95% of those on Alibaba are China. And as we all know, China's like the main wheelhouse of manufacturing in the world. They're pumping out a lot of product, including things like your everyday iPhone. So, but you don't have to, when you're selling on Amazon, find a product in China. I actually have a product that I'm selling that's manufactured right here in Australia. You could find the same thing, whether it's manufactured in Australia, China, India, America, it doesn't matter. They can all be sold on Amazon. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me on this episode where I answered all of the most pertinent questions that you wanted answered, especially if you're new to Amazon. It would be a really big help if you could leave a 5-star review on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you in the next episode. Take care. Hey, guess what? You've made it to the end of this video. Congratulations. For doing so, I want to invite you to my free exclusive community where you can learn more about Amazon and e-commerce. And I might even be able to answer your questions. So make sure you come on board, jump in, and I look forward to seeing you there. Find the link below. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcast and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much.